Hi, everyone, and welcome once again from the National FFA Convention. Jim Bartles here as we continue our coverage on our area radio stations, and so fun for us to be back to Indianapolis once again. We've got a couple of members from the Canby FFA chapter we're going to talk to, actually more than a couple, so we'll get you informed a little bit about things they've got going on. First of all, we're speaking with
Grace Fairchild.
Grace, your parents, and what grade are you in?
My parents are Ron and Suzanne Fairchild, and I'm a senior in high school this year.
I know you're on the officer team as president, so I always like to find out who your officer team is.
Well, as you said, I'm the president. Sadie Scogan is our vice president. Natalie Meyer is our reporter. Natalie Briggs is our treasurer. And Rachel Fairchild is our secretary. Lucas Wisneski is our sentinel. And Megan Knutson and Peyton Pulford are our assistant officers.
And we got to mention your advisor.
Mr. Destinville is our advisor.
All right. He's been there for a few years, and always fun to see his crew here as well. That's really, really good. Let's talk about some things that you're seeing and doing here at the National FFA Convention.
Well, this year is really fun. I got to take a picture with Jess Lockwood and Dalen Swearingen. And I also yesterday took a picture with Blake Moore, Nick Luciano, Roy Dinges, and Dale Brisby.
Now, not everybody listening is going to know who those people are. What kind of occupations do those folks have?
Well, Jess and Dalen are Pro Bowl riders, and Blake, Nick, and Roy are TikTokers, so they're really famous on social media, and a lot of the younger kids know them, and we look up to those people. And Dale Brisby is he has his own Netflix show, and he's super cool. He's a comedian, and he's really backed by the faith.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I walked by that area and saw the photos being taken yesterday. A lot of people lined up for those, which is pretty cool. Tell us about one or two of the projects that your chapter's got going that you'd like to share with our listeners.
One of my favorite ones that we did this year was our officer teams did concessions for our local runnings fundraiser, and we served hot dogs and hamburgers to the people of the community.
When did you do that?
That was around July, I believe.
You're a senior. What are the plans after high school?
I plan on going to SDSU for the animal science program and with an animal science specialization. And after that, I hope to get into genetics, working with beef cattle or even horses.
What else are you involved in school?
I'm in trap shooting, National Honor Society, FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and YAMS, Youth Against Misusing Substances.
Did your FFA chapter have a trap shooting team also or not?
They did. It sounds like they did pretty well at state this year. I was not able to go, but last year I received the high chapter individual for us.
Excellent. Fun. That's a fun sport. A great addition that has been added for our schools around the area. Grace, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go down the line. We're going to talk to Cheyenne Benson. Cheyenne, who are your parents?
My parents are Carrie Benson and Chris Barrows.
Okay, and you are a sophomore in high school now?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, we were looking at some of the things. They have a large shopping area, an FFA shop, where you can buy so many things, either that are FFA related or ag or of interest to students. Let's talk a little bit about things you were looking at.
So they have a lot of stores, like you can buy hats and their own shoes. I mostly looked at like hats and phone cases. That's kind of like my little obsession. But I think it's really cool looking at all the vendors that they have here.
What'd you buy?
I bought a tumbler, a hat, some phone cases, and some earrings and some pins.
You should be good to go.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. You talk about the expo, and that's one of the things. It's just the other side of the wall over there, not far from where we are. We're in the Hoosier hallway, and again, Blue Jackets just continue to go walking by. It's unbelievable how many are here and people on the move. What kind of things did you enjoy at the expo?
Well, one of the things that I really enjoyed is they had this axe throwing game. Like, they had plastic axes and you threw it, and depends on how many you threw and made it on the target is what prize you got.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
So did you do it?
Yeah, I did. I got all three.
All right. Look at go. That's fantastic. Has your chapter taken any other tours or seen any other things beside the convention?
So on our way here, we did go to an Amish town that, it was in Arthur, Illinois, and it was really cool seeing, like, how different they live than we do. Like, instead of taking cars, they take a horse and buggy, and they don't have electricity. Like, they have solar powers or a 12-volt battery powering their lights and everything, and their ventilation is very interesting.
Neat experience. The cap you've got on, is that one you bought here?
Yeah, it is.
Describe what it is. What's on there?
It's a buffalo with it's kind of like an Indian pattern, and it has like yellow, brown, teal, red in it.
That's a neat looking cap.
Thank you.
All right. Cheyenne Benson, thanks for joining us, being here, okay?
Thank you.
Cheyenne, who is with us. Before that, we talked to Grace. We've got more members of the Canby FFA chapter. We'll talk. Coming back at you from the National FFA Convention, Indianapolis. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. If they got Blue Jackets walking around here, and we've got four more Blue Jackets with Canby on the back of their jackets, we're going to talk to them right now. First of all, we're speaking with?
I'm Rachel Fairchild.
Your parents are who?
Ron and Suzanne Fairchild.
Sophomore in high school. You're a secretary in the officer team. First time to the national convention?
It's actually my second. I was here last year.
Is it different getting here the second time because you've been here once before? What's it like?
There's a lot more people than there was last year, but it's nice because I know the place around more, know where the areas are with less people.
Exactly. Tell me about things you're involved in an FFA.
We do poultry judging, dairy, horse, and just CDEs. I've done the Creed once, I think.
Okay.
And stuff like that, animal judging.
What's your CDE?
It's poultry judging.
Okay, poultry judging. And how's your team done?
We went to state last year. We're on the road to state this year. Okay. I'm fairly certain we're going to go.
Good. I know the state winner last year is competing here. They're from Sleepy Eye. They're competing at this national tournament. What else are you involved in school?
I do softball, and that's pretty much it.
All right. Best of luck. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, we're coming down the line, and we're speaking with?
Madison Peterson.
Madison, you're a sophomore. Who are your parents?
Katie Anderson and John Peterson.
Why in the world did you join FFA? Why did you join?
Well, both of my parents were in FFA, and my mom was really pushing me to join it, and then so I decided to join to see what it was about.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good experience to go through, too, and come to something like this. You may never do this again in your life. You never know. You're going to be going to the rodeo, I understand?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Okay, so we're recording this on Thursday. That's on Friday?
Yep.
Have you been at a rodeo before?
Yeah, actually, I went to the world's toughest rodeo last year for a cinch, but it was in Iowa.
What do you like best, the rodeo?
Probably bronc riding, because I actually want to try it. My dad won't let me.
I would agree. What are some of the things you're involved in FFA yourself?
Horse judging and basically livestock judging. This year I'm trying to like expand and do different ones that I've never tried to see what it's
so
like.
Some new experiences for you.
Yes.
Excellent. What else are you involved in school?
I play volleyball.
Okay, and you got your green hand degree already?
Yeah, last year I got it.
Got that taken care of. That is good. Madison, thanks for being here. We'll maybe see you in the next couple of years again.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, real good. We're going to move down the line. We've got two more members of the Canby FFA chapter to talk to. We're going to talk about this gal's new hat that she's got on. And your name is?
Natalie Meyer.
Sophomore. Who are your parents?
Samantha and Benjamin Schulte.
Talk to me about this cap you got on. It's a cool-looking cap. I need to know the background. You bought it here, right?
Yes, I bought it here yesterday, and I got it signed by Dale Brisby yesterday, too. And then the other two, I can't... Jess Lockwood and... I can't say his last name.
So who are they? I mean, you're saying names there. It's signed on the inside of your visor.
Yeah.
Who are they? What do they do?
Dale Brisby has his own... Netflix show,
okay.
And the two cowboys are PBR bull riders.
Were they good looking?
Yes.
She says that. Yes, with a definite yes. That's okay. What have you enjoyed about the convention?
Definitely meeting more people. Like last year, it was really fun meeting a lot of people from different
states. So you get around, say hi to some folks from other states and stuff?
Yes, it's very fun.
Have you found yourself looking around the back of a jacket to see what state they're from?
Yes, I have.
What kind of states are you seeing here?
Illinois a lot. I've seen quite a few Colorados too. I'm surprised about that one.
What else are you involved in school?
At school, I want to do track, but I do competitive cheer out of Watertown.
Okay, competitive cheer. How many are out for that? Is there quite a few?
On my team, there's only like 15.
Okay, that's a good sport to be involved in. That's really good. Natalie Meyer, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, got to check out her hat back at Canby, okay? She's got a nice hat. We got one more person to talk to, and she is?
Sadie Scogan.
Sadie is a sophomore, vice president of the chapter. How many years in FFA for you?
I've been in FFA since 7th grade.
Boy, quite a while already.
Yep.
And, of course, Mr. Desenville is the advisor. What kind of things are you involved in FFA?
I do a lot of animal judging. I've done absolutely everything. Livestock, dairy, poultry, horse, small animal, everything on the list. So.
Wow. Good background. You're involved with the cross-country team.
Yes, I am. This is my third year, actually. I ran 1 year, and this is my second year managing.
Okay, and they have quite a few out for cross-country at Canby?
Yeah, they definitely have a good amount this year. We had a lot of great runners. Today is actually the sectional run. I think it's in Laverne.
Okay.
So.
And we're recording this on Thursday again, so people know. And if you're going to talk about things that you have done here at the convention, tours, things in the building, expo, what would you tell people?
It's really busy, but it's super fun to see people happy and enjoying everything in the area. Seeing all the famous people here, meeting others, just shows, you know, the true compassion of FFA.
Very good. Sadie Scogan?
Scogan.
Scogan?
Yep.
Good to have you here. Maybe we'll see you another year. You're a sophomore. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up. Canby FFA chapter coming your way here from Indianapolis and the National FFA Convention.